Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the line, political analyst Steve Roberts with a look at everything going on in politics this week. Steve, got to start with some of the news that came out just over the last 24 hours. Eric Adams is dropping out of the race for New York City mayor. Andrew Cuomo reacting to the news, giving Adams a big thumbs up. We'll see how this plays out at the ballot box. But what do you think it means for the rest of that campaign and the prospect of Cuomo maybe being able to pull that out?
Well, it certainly helps Cuomo because the vote, the non-Mondami vote, has been fragmented. But, Cuomo is such a tarnished figure. I knew his father very well. I covered his father when he was a young attorney in Queens, and of course he went on to be a two-term governor. And but that Cuomo name has really been tarnished over the years. And I'm not an expert on New York politics, but my sense is that his time has passed.
Well, that said, now there's three candidates: Mondami, Cuomo, and Curtis Sliwa, the Republican in New York City. Where do you think Eric Adams' votes go?
Well, I think they'll probably split up. It's good news for Cuomo in the sense that I think Mondami has, a fervent base, but it's way over on the left side of the Democratic Party. And I would imagine that most voters, if they were going to be for Mondami, were already in his camp. And so that therefore there's sort of the electorate is a pro and an anti Mondami situation. So it's going to help Cuomo, but I think only marginally, because my sense is that the energy and the enthusiasm is on the other side. The odd thing about mayoral elections and gubernatorial elections in an off year, you got to figure out who's going to vote, because it's a very different dynamic than in a presidential year where a lot of voters who are marginal voters go to the polls. And off year elections are very different. I think the ability to energize your base it's always important in politics, but it's particularly important in an off-year election. So I still think that my sense is this is still Mondami's to lose.
Well, it appears that we could be barreling toward another government shutdown, but the question is, who has the incentive to stop it right now in D.C.?
Well, what they have, both sides have the incentive is to blame the other for a shutdown. This is the way Washington works these days. It's a blame game. It's a grievance game. There's almost no incentive of any kind to work together. We've seen this now for a while, but it was crystallized for me during the funeral for Charlie Kirk, when Erica Kirk, his widow, made such a fervent and sincere and moving plea in which she said, the answer to hate is not hate. And President Trump got up and basically said, well, yes, it is. I hate my enemy. Sorry, Erica. And that is the dominant mood in Washington today. It's not that people think the other side is wrong. They think the other side is evil, that the other side is so wrong-headed. And for in politics, for every action, there's a reaction. And I think Trump is the main engine of this hatred, but he's not the only one. Because Democrats have responded in kind. After all, he has a point that Democrats tried twice to impeach him when he was president the first time. And so you got this cycle of extreme resentments. And what's lost is any kind of trust, any kind of mutual regard across party lines. So at the moment, you know, my sense is that, and I've covered a lot of these government shutdowns or threatened shutdowns, and right now, there are very few, if any, people who are really interested in solving this problem. What they're interested in is maximizing the political gain from attacking the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so it could likely then go to a shutdown. I mean, if it is, whose fault will it be?
Well, it always depends partly on the public impression and the messages are sent out. But by and large, the rule of thumb is that the party in charge gets the most blame. You know, and think about the economy during Biden. And, you know, Biden had kept talking about Bidenomics and how wonderful it was going to be. And people in Buffalo looked at their grocery bills and didn't believe him and took it out on the president. It's one of the main reasons why Trump won the election, because people blamed Biden, the president, for their economic problems. Well, now Trump is in charge and the Republicans are in charge. And no matter how much they try to blame the Democrats, the basic fact is that they are running the government. They occupy not only the White House, but run both the House and the Senate, and some would argue also the Supreme Court. So it's very hard to blame, when you have all that power, it's really hard to blame the other guy for the problem.
In this case, though, would the incentive be for Democrats to do whatever it takes to, I mean, I asked you the same question last time this came up, to do whatever it takes to avoid a government shutdown? Because in the event it does shut down, you're kind of giving unprecedented power to the executive branch.
Well, that's exactly, you're right to ask that question, and you're right to analyze the situation. The Democrats have cross pressures. Let's remember, while this is a vast generalization, by and large, the single biggest difference between the two parties for generations now has been their faith and confidence in the role of government. This really goes back to the New Deal, and Democrats do believe much more in the benign role of government. Government as a regulator, government as enforcer, government as funder. So in some ways they have inherently a greater vested interest in the government operating, because they believe in government. They have more confidence in government than conservatives do. So, and Trump cleverly and shrewdly, and he's a very shrewd politician, has said, okay, you shut down the government, I'm just going to fire more people. This is a tension for the Democrats. It's not as if they can sit back and say, oh, well, because the Republicans are in control, therefore they're going to get all of the blame. You're right in pointing out that there are cross pressures on the Democrats, partly because Trump is handling, you know, his messaging shrewdly. But the bottom line is, if you're in charge, you get the blame.
Steve, thank you as always. Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us this morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.